Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Someday, managing time. That's today on DocX's Funny Feelings. In work and play, we measure time, keep time, meet and greet in time, and pass time away. Physicists seek answers to solve the riddle of time, but moms know best.
Time is our main crutch for excuses and why we're constantly stressed.
From a stitch in time saves nine to using time in any line,
moms know how we tick in every way.
Especially that we pick as a time frame to say someday as a common throwaway term to avoid and delay. We complain about lack of time, working against the clock with no time to lose, aware missed deadlines most assuredly bruise. When periods press us or seconds simply run out,
we often fail to appreciate mom's work long hours without whimper or pout.
We devalue time but say we use it well. We have all the time in the world, we try to sell. Like pocket change, we have time on our hands or time to spare.
We ignore maternal messages like take your time and unselfishly share.
Or cavalierly say we have extra time to kill.
When shared time is the very essence of a family's heart, soul, and will.
As we wipe a perspiring brow, we frequently quip, phew, just in time, we made it now. We name the feeling in the nick of time, show our desperation, it's about time, or completely display our frustration, it's not time for that.
Yet mom's encouragement echoes while we wander. Time is sacred, not a moment to squander.
When it's our turn at bat. Moms have taught, and it's timeless to heed. When managing time, we might consider its worth in every deed. Timeouts help us avoid doing time.
Clock lessons teach us tick from talk in nursery rhyme.
Being in integrity and two timing are not the same, and keeping up with the times requires hard work without blame. It's a funny feeling to know one timeless treasure sits above any other interval measure. Losing track of time and promising life away with someday is an extraordinarily high timepiece price to pay. Someday should be appreciated in the here and now, not a delayed destination punctuated with a nod and meaningless bow.
As moms lovingly explain,
someday isn't to be waxed or waned. If it's important enough to say someday,
then someday should be experienced immediately in every possible way.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.